This goes to Dr. Jennifer Goodman, Goodman, fax 616-754-9883. Regarding Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Whipple, W-H-I-P-P-L-E, date of birth 3/25/1970. Dear Dr. Goodman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Whipple with stage 5 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was 11 months ago, May 14th, 2024. She missed her rescheduled appointment July 16th of last year and then did not schedule a follow-up until we asked if she would after we reviewed her labs done February 25th of this year. Creatinine was up to 5.66. Her GFR was 8. Carbon dioxide was 17. Sodium 137. Potassium 4.9. Her calcium 9.6, albumin is 4.4, phosphorus elevated at 5.6, requiring phosphorus binders at this point, and hemoglobin actually pretty close to normal at 11.5, white count was elevated 12.8, and platelets were normal. At that point, we requested that she come for a follow-up visit unless she had found another nephrologist that she was following with. And, of course, she scheduled one for today, April 28th. At this point, she feels exhausted all the time but sleeps poorly. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does have an open right AV fistula with good thrill and brewery and would be interested in in-center hemodialysis in the ELMA unit. At this point, and she certainly qualifies with the GFR of 8. Her biggest concern is financial. Now, she's working full-time as an RN, and if she quits work, she'll lose insurance, and she's not certain how long it would take to get covered by Medicare and then get on disability. So we're going to check those things out for her and let her know. But she is inclined to start dialysis at this point, and certainly she's eligible to do so with her renal function. She does deny nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Her weight is stable. She's only 1 pound different within the last 11 months. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Minimal urine output, but she is still making urine. It's no cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. She's on sodium bicarbonate, one twice a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligram daily as needed. Flexeril, 10 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Torsemide, 5 milligram daily. Mounjaro is 5 milligram weekly. Tylenol is 500 milligram daily as needed. Physical exam, her weight, 108 pounds. Pulse is 90, blood pressure is oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, and blood pressure left arm sitting normal adult size cuff was 142/78. Right upper extremity fistula feels somewhat small, but there is good thrill and brewery and no sign of steel syndrome in her hand. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen flat, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And the labs were previously discussed. Assessment and plan, stage 5, chronic kidney disease, with estimated GFR of 8, with exhaustion, difficulty sleeping, and mental fatigue. She feels that she would be interested in starting hemodialysis if it won't financially cause her to lose her home. So we will be investigating that with the social worker at dialysis to find out the process of how long it takes to obtain disability and Medicare, so she will have insurance. And we do recommend starting calcium acetate, 667 milligram, one before each meal. Unfortunately, those are not usually covered by any insurance because they're in the bundle with dialysis. So I did tell her if she can't afford them, we would use Tums, the 750 milligram strength, one before each meal. And she should continue all of her routine medications with caution on using the Flexeril, since that can be overly sedating. And she will have a follow-up visit within the next 1 to 2 months, unless she starts dialysis before that, and which we hope she will. We'll need to get hepatitis studies, chest x-ray, and work with DaVita to get her enrolled in the ALMA unit. And this is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.